This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Welcome to the Glow Show. I'm Will Anting, one of your Joy presenters. I am joined again by leading senior constable Gabrielle Tayac. How are you going, Gabby?
I'm great, Will. Always happy to be here.
Now, today we have an interesting show. We have a bit of synergy when it comes to equality and discrimination in the LGBTI community, but it extends a little bit further than that. There are religious inequality out there in the community and racial inequality out there in the community, but today we're joined by your colleagues.
Yes.
Who have formed a project called the We Stand Together project that focus on racism and religious inequality.
Yeah, so we've got leading senior constable Dinesh Natur, who's a multicultural liaison officer, and if you've listened to the Glow Show before, he will be well known to you because he's quite a regular guest on this show. And we've also got senior constable Kim Gammon, who's a police officer who works out of Collingwood, and Marie Falls, who works at the Collingwood Neighbourhood Justice Centre as a project officer for crime prevention.
Welcome to the studio. I'm really pleased and privileged to have you here joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Will.
Now, the We Stand Together project, where did this come about? Tell us what's behind it.
Well, we are one of the partners of the project, and it was a collaboration by the Yarra Settlement Forum, which is in the city of Yarra, and their working group. That's a network of agencies in the city of Yarra that provide services for refugees and asylum seekers. And it came about because of the result of disturbing trends we were seeing, emerging trends of Yarra residents. Experiences of their incidents of racial and religious vilification and some targeted attacks as well.
First thing that came to my mind when I saw this project, there's obviously no synergy at the moment with some of the troubles that we're having with the Sudanese or African community, which there's been a lot of publicity about. Are you working with these organisations or this bureau within the Victoria Police? Is there some hand-in-hand work that you're currently doing?
Not specifically as yet, but as a centre we do a lot of work with local communities, and a number of our staff have been looking at those issues. This has been a separate project that has been going along for some time now, but no doubt through the Yarra Settlement Forum, some of those other issues are bound to be discussed and talked about with our community.
That's interesting. Now, Dinesh, how long have you been involved with the We Stand Together project?
Well, it started earlier on last year, so it's been going for about 6 months now, and we take part in the Yarra Settlement Forum, and it's sort of an offshoot from that. So from the police side of things, we're just encouraging people to come forward and report matters to us, prejudice motivated crimes and incidences. And depending on what it is, we either take reports or we do what's called an information report at a station, whereby information gets logged on our computer system.
Okay. Now, I've noticed in your initiatives, you've made information cards that you give out to the community. So how widespread is that and how large?
We've printed them out in different languages. Mm-hmm. They're very simple cards, you know, with faces on them and basically a how-to and what to do in reporting incidences and crimes. So we've also listed the phone numbers to the different stations in Yarra if they want to ring the police stations directly and speak to someone there. Or most likely you can just come into a police station and speak to a police officer.
I mean, this seems like a really, really good initiative. Hopefully we have some positive outcomes with this. You anticipate rolling this out Victoria-wide?
Well, for the moment, it's just Yarra, and we've started the project just within the city of Yarra. So depending on what happens there, if other councils look at it and think it's a success, they might want to take it up through city councils.
Now, Kim, how did you get involved? What's your story?
So I've been on the Yarra Settlement Forum and attend whenever I can. Basically, we know incidences are happening out there, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, people are reluctant to come forward and actually report them. So it's about explaining what the crime involves, the process of doing it, and maybe addressing some of the issues of why people don't report it. It might be fear of deportation, it might be mistrust of police coming from another country and they're not familiar with the process, or a lack of English, what they believe to be a lack of English and an inability to report. So sort of setting up a bit of a process to educate them and explain to them how to go about making a report, because we take them very seriously, but we can't investigate anything if no one actually reports them to us.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's about promoting it, I guess, and reassuring that we will investigate if things get reported.
So really a question to you all. I see Yarra City Council, and when I think of Yarra, I think of Toorak and all the lush, plush suburbs. And I mean, how bad is the situation out there at the moment? How much room for improvement do we have?
Well, I could only speak from a Yarra perspective, which we cover the suburbs of Fitzroy, Collingwood and Richmond and the little suburbs attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
We know things go on. We've had incidences, you know, come back to us. We've got information that women have had hijabs pulled off, women have been pulled into cars. I've had reports of young children had coffee tipped over them. So we know things are going on, but they're not being reported to police. And I think that's quite horrifying that if they are happening, we need to follow up with that. So I believe it's probably not happening just in the city of Yarra. It would be an Australia-wide thing, but that's just something we need to work on.
And it frightens me that things aren't getting reported.
Mm.
Would there be a reason why these things aren't getting reported?
Yeah, look, there's lots of reasons, I guess, and that's what we're sort of trying to instill some confidence in different communities who maybe don't speak English as a first language of how to go about this process, and that's what the project comes back to. And yeah, they've done great work with.
So there's a lot of education needs to be done, and that is one of the main focuses for your organisation.
Yes, so we've spoken about the printed card. That was kind of a stage of the project. But what was really important was having local community facilitators involved. So we've started that education process that you spoke about. We held training with community facilitators, which we were all part of, and it went to the aims of the project was about providing information to them so that they could have a fuller understanding of why it was important to report, how to safely report, and how to take that back to their respective communities. So we did want a clear message provided that this wasn't okay, but also that capacity building for the facilitators. And we had a great range of culturally diverse community members who came forward and were part of the training so that they took that back as peers to their community groups to spread that message and to talk about the little information booklet as well.
I think from their perspective as well, it was a real success because, you know, they got to know a lot more about even policing and things like that. But from our perspective, it was great community engagement with these people. But yeah, it was really a success, and they loved doing it because it was educating their own communities. And, you know, we would go out and help them with that as well, if required.
The We Stand Together project, how long has it been going for?
I believe about 6 months now.
Yes, we started early last year in one of the meetings, and then a small working group from the Yarra Settlement Forum got together and started to talk about what we could do. And we were able to get some little snippets of funding to be able to support producing a resource, but also to work towards then having the facilitators brought together for a training day, which happened last year, and then a launch. And we celebrated what they had done and what they had started to do in terms of educating the community. And we celebrated that in December, also connecting that to Human Rights Day.
It's very similar to when we're talking on Joy about homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, etc. Because racial and religious vilification, what I think you were hearing, Marie, and the rest of you guys, was that when people saw this information, they didn't realise that they could report it. They didn't realise it could be listed as a crime or identified as a crime. And they didn't realise that if that happened to them, there was something they could do about it. Just like the LGBTI community, often we're called names and we just think, okay, well, that's just what happens because we're part of this community. They thought the same thing. And so what this project has done is the education side to say, hey, this has happened to me. This isn't right. It's actually illegal and I have my right to report it, and the police are there to listen to me and take the report. So this community needs to listen to this as well. This is what we've been on Joy for many years talking about. No matter what happens to you, how small you might think it is, and being called a homophobic or transphobic, biphobic name isn't small, we want you to report it. Because we may not be able to follow it up and catch that person. Maybe we can. But if we can't, at least we're aware it's happening. And like Kim said before, if we don't know anything about it, well, we can't do anything about it.
And that's right. And if you can't get trends, I mean, if we have a particular group of people or a particular person causing an issue, no matter how minor, usually once the trends or they get their confidence and it expands and grows, well, that's when the police can get together and do something. I mean, it is hard, one initial tiny little thing, but when you start seeing trends or groups, you can start to focus in. Yeah. So yes, it really is important that these things do get reported. And in our LGBTIQ community, we've had a lot of experience in this over the years, and we're getting a lot of new people coming in on the racial side of things into our community. So I think it's an important message that you get that out to them.
And the other thing is, in terms of offending as well, what we find is they escalate. Exactly. Behaviours always escalate. And so while you might think it's minor, too minor to report, if we get an information report and it's recorded in our intelligence, then if it, you know, were to escalate in the future, at least we've got some information there to show this.
Now, as you've mentioned, you've only been going for 6 months. So I'd like to ask everybody, given the short period of time, what has been some of your success stories initially?
Well, I guess from a broad perspective, one of the successes is the partners and the stakeholders that have been involved and willingly been involved. And I would like to acknowledge those partners of the working group, and that's Caring Bush Adult Education, Co-Health, MyCare, our organisation, the Neighbourhood Justice Centre, Fitzroy Legal Service, of course, Victoria Police, the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission, and Yarra City Council, who host and coordinate and facilitate the Yarra Settlement Forum. And that the strength of that is really important, because we were able to very quickly mobilise and go, well, yes, we do. It is important to do something about this. Lots of us had heard little things about what was happening, and we thought that was important. And it was because of our good relationships with those stakeholders, we were able to quickly bring that group together and start that process. Members of that group had connections to different cultural groups in the community, and they were able to then work with those cultural groups as a user test for our information, for our documentation, to see whether they would understand it. We had lots of to-ing and fro-ing and drafts of our little resource, that a representation of six different cultural groups.
Yeah.
Who could contribute to this resource.
And it's important with a lot of education and awareness type packages with multicultural communities, it's just important to keep it simple, you know, with lots of pictures and things like that. And so if you keep it simple, they will come forward and report things to you. So it's a good test case to see how we should go about things.
Mm. And we were already at our launch, we had a feedback session. And some of the facilitators were already telling us stories about themselves going to groups at their TAFE classes or their community groups or their English learning group, and how they felt in being able to pass on that information, and how satisfying it was for them to be able to have these conversations with people, and people then feel that they were able to teach something and provide this very important information to other people.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, one final question. Where to now? Where do you see the project going?
At the moment, we're really going to look at using this resource and taking it to broader community groups within the city of Yarra, but also then working with council as to whether it is a resource that can be used, because the information, as we've said, is information that can be used by a broad range of community groups, including the LGBTI community as well. Letting people know how they can report, that they can report, and what we also did locally was then provide the best phone numbers for people to report, whether it was the local police station, whether it was Crime Stoppers, or in fact whether it was Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission as well.
No, that's excellent. And look, I really feel warm with projects like this. Once again, as Gabrielle and myself we've expressed, that there's certainly a lot of experience and synergy with our LGBTI community. The work you're doing is fantastic. Once again, I say this to every police officer I meet, you should be proud of the work that you do. Well done. Keep it up. Really, really great work.
I just think it's good to acknowledge that Victoria Police can do some really good work, but we do better work when we're doing it in a collaboration with other organisations, because working together makes things easier. You can get the word out, you can get feedback from different organisations, and it helps us do a better job. So I have to thank all the areas and groups that have been involved in this.
Exactly. I'm Will Anting. You've been listening to The Glow Show, and we've been speaking with the wonderful people from We Stand Together. I'd like to thank you all for joining us this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you can download this podcast at joy.org.au.
And make sure you rate it and also subscribe to it.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes, or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.